Okay, it's nice to all be here delivering my first drash for Siyam. This is my first one that I ever gave in my life. So, alright, it's great that you all are here, especially because this is in conjunction with the Siyam and as well as in Lunishmat. Asher ben Moshe Halevi. Okay, so what we learn in the Masecht Bracha. Alright? One chiddush I found like most amazing was that when you like suppose like you're trying to like go somewhere, but the shortcut is going through the Beit Medrash, okay? Now there's a machloket as whether one can pass through as a shortcut to get from point A to point B. All right. If there was a path before built there before the Beit Medrash, passing through is mutter. But aval. If the Beit Medrash was there before the path, then passing through is usur. Now, what we learn here is how to treat a place with proper dignity, respect, and kavod. Okay? What's the point of the Beit Medrash we learn? It's for tefillah, it's for learning, it's for learning Torah, everything. So you go into a place like and you do the things that you're supposed to do in such and such a place. And in such and such a place, like the Beit Medrash, we learn Torah, Davin, and everything. Now back to the point of if the Beit Medrash was there before the path, it's almost like paying a toll, like on the highway. You know, I mean, there's something you have to do before you can actually pass right through. Now if you're going there to, like, if you're just going there to pass through, I mean, what you're just gonna go pass through stomp, you know, and you're gonna like you could go through there to give tzedakah. But if you see a friend there, like, don't go and talk to your friend without saying a little pasuk of Torah, the Brit Torah, whatever, learning a little bit, even a bare minimum of Torah, or mentioning saying certain words. And then you go and greet your friend in the Beit Medrash. And because, you know, like, you're defeating the whole purpose of what a Beit Medrash is really for. It's for learning, for growing, you know, growing spiritually, and intensifying, you know, just like reestablishing, like, you know, refining our connection with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and saying that the more we learn, the more we are zocher to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and may we all be zocher, to be the kind of person that the father of Moshe Yosef was. Even though I never had the pleasure of meeting him myself, but I'm very sure that he was a very good man, and so thank you for all being here.
Oh, yeah.